Engage.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There are many rules to living in a dictatorship of the bankers, to living in a tyranny, to living under despotism. But one of the most important rules, probably the cardinal rule of tyranny, is to criminalize the non-criminal, to make everything criminal, to pass so many laws that no one even knows what the laws and regulations and bureaucracies are and all the new little fake courts and bureaucracies, to where everyone at any time can be investigated and imprisoned or fined and feed to the tyranny. And thousands of laws are being passed criminalizing all behavior, basically. Or there's not even a law that you have to be vaccinated, but if you don't vaccinate your kids, they'll CPS them in many cases. Or there's no law that you can't yell at your children or even spank them, but they imprison you and take your children when there is no law. That's on record. See, this is what a tyranny is, and they have their administrative law courts. They have these family law courts that are really the eugenics law courts set up in the last 100 years in the Western world. And that's all historical fact. And so I covered this article in the last hour, Government Demands Inventory of All VFW Weapons. And it says, we don't care if it's a Spanish-American War, Civil War. We don't care if it's over 100 years old. We will send the BATF and the FBI with SWAT teams for stolen military equipment. Now see, swords, knives, tanks, missiles. The Fed said, we want to give you decommissioned. Now, you see on a lot of them gifted by the U.S. Army, the VFW chapter, and you drive through small towns and see the VFW, and there'll be a helicopter and a tank. Or there'll be a missile, or there'll be an old howitzer, or there'll be a World War I gun, or there'll be a Spanish-American War gun, or there'll be a gun of the Confederacy next to a gun of the... You see them everywhere. You see them at the capitals. They'll even have Revolutionary War cannons at some of the state capitals. Some of the mortars, you know, little cannons pointing straight up. Old-fashioned mortar was just a cannon at an angle. And so nobody has these records. These guys are in there grilling steaks and hamburgers and drinking beer and playing poker and 42 dominoes. I mean, that's what's going on at the VFW, ladies and gentlemen. They're talking about deer hunting. They're talking about, you know, whose house they're renovating and, you know, their construction job and how their kid just got into A&M. They're not, and they're there worshiping the government and whatever it says. They're good people. They're just completely ignorant on average. Well, now the Homeland Security document comes out and says veterans are the number one threat, gun owners are the number one threat. It's public. I told you, you're the enemy. They know you're not going to go along with what's about to happen in this country. This is really happening. And so we went over this entire document earlier. Did you guys print me this document like I was asking? I forgot at home to print the actual document on the government demands inventory of all VFW weapons. We have the document and the inventory form. Print that for me because I want to show that. Or you can go to the website and just click on it, actually. We need to show people that way because we just started simulcasting. We're going to simulcast for 3 hours today of the four-hour radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv. So I need to add we are simulcasting right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. We normally do the third and fourth hour, but a lot of days we do the whole 4 hours, or more often than not, we do 3 hours of the show. Ron Paul has never joined me from basically the floor of the House, but he's got he was scheduled for a week, because he's scheduled every month to be on with us at 12:30 Central Standard Time, 1:30 Eastern, and they're in floor debates right now, and he wants to get up and speak about the bill to audit the Fed that's got over 200 sponsors right now. Key story up on PrisonPlanet.com from Steve Watson. And we're going to have Ron Paul with his cell phone from somewhere in the gallery or the rotunda there calling in sometime in the hour. So heads up on that. And maybe an abbreviated interview as well, so we'll have to get back with him soon. Because duty calls, as they say, on the front lines of the legislative fight against our occupiers, the dictators, the private criminal central bank, Federal Reserve, now being subpoenaed by Congress. See, this idea of subpoenaing them is now out there.
Finally, in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is very exciting, ladies and gentlemen. Think about the successes we've had. Nobody knew the Federal Reserve was private 15, 20 years ago. I mean, maybe 1% of the public. Now it is beginning to become a majority. It's huge issues all over the news. They can't hide the fact it hasn't been audited in over 50 years. They can't hide the fact that it's an offshore private bank now and that it's been stealing all this money. They can't hide the fact that all the gold's gone from Fort Knox. They can't hide the fact that we've been shanghaied. There was a corporate takeover in 1913, and they've slowly been expanding the takeover of the states and our society, and now they're figuring out we're awake to them, so they're just trying to steal everything at one time. And they think arrogantly that the public's so stupid that we're not going to bring them to justice. Well, we are going to bring the New World Order to justice, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to cover Bill to Audit Federal Reserve, now has 207 co-sponsors. Steve Watson, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.net. Key story that everybody needs to read and see. This is so exciting. And even if it doesn't pass this time, they only need like 11 more. Even if it doesn't pass, this has gone from when he used to introduce this 10 years ago. I remember interviewing Ron Paul in 1996 when he introduced these bills, when he first got back in Congress. He'd been there for one stint in the 70s. And he would have like three or four sponsors. He's now 207, and people are blowing their phones off the hook. And even if they say no, and don't pass it, people are saying, wait a minute, we can't audit them, we can't question them, we can't find out what this private group that says it's above the law is doing. Here's Forbes and AP today. Congress subpoenas Fed over Bank of America deal. Here's AP. I mean, this is everywhere. Congress subpoenas the Fed. Before, it was this mind game trick of saying, the Federal Reserve doesn't handle money. The Federal Reserve doesn't tell the IRS what to do. You just write your check to the Federal Reserve when you pay the IRS. The Federal Reserve's not offshore. The Federal Reserve's audited. All lies. Now they've switched to, yeah, okay, we're above the law, big deal. And people are calling their bluff. And now Bernanke isn't arrogant. The bankers aren't arrogant now when you see them before Congress. They are freaked out. And they all need to go to prison. And it's because I've been calling for them to go to prison, and so is Ron Paul on the show, that I'm getting death threats, dirty tricks, extortion, harassment. And I'm not going to get into it on air. It's just, believe me, folks, we are under attack. And it is intensifying. It is intensifying. So pray for us, support us. Support the money bomb tomorrow. Think of how far we've come just on this. And they tried to pass all these blanket amnesty plans. Those all fail. They've tried to pass all these gun confiscation bills. Those are failing. And they always come back and fight back, but we're fighting back. We're finding our fighting spirit here. This is historical. So I'm going to get back into Congress subpoenas the Fed, the bill to audit the Fed, all that's coming up with Ron Paul. But the top story today was going to be what's happening right now with audit the private Federal Reserve. That is huge. That is historical. God knows what tricks they're going to play. Starting new wars, staging terror attacks, who knows, to get our minds off this. I mean, they're criminals. We're calling your bluff. They're con artists. It's a fraud. The government's illegitimate. It's not our republic. All we got to do is point this out and get the word out. They will fail. Police and military are waiting for us to have the strength politically so they can somewhat more safely come out and tell the truth. I say throw caution to the wind. Justice be done by the heavens fall, as I love to say. I am committed to this. The enemy would be completely defeated if all the real men and women out there would stop having their teeth chattering and their knees knocking and would commit to the cause of liberty 110% and sign your John Hancock on this new Declaration of Independence and Liberty against the technocratic eugenicist elite. But that's coming up. But I want to just tell you right now, you can read the documents. You can go to Infowars.com. In fact, go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, guys. Punch us up on PrisonPlanet.tv for people. There are the documents. And I'm going to read this to people right now. Punch that up on screen. Government-issued weapons and equipment inventory form, and, of course, registering is always to confiscate, PDF, VFW District and Post Government-issued weapons and equipment inventory. Commanders. This has never been done before. Why is it happening now? I have been contacted by the USTACOM about government-issued weapons and equipment on loan to VFW Post statewide. The essence of our conversations centered on inventory of all government's weapons and equipment by each VFW post. While you may have had possession of this equipment for 20, 40, 60, or even 100 years, it still belongs to the U.S. military. In short, every VFW post will be needed to complete the attached form and send to the department. This form will then be bounced off the central database of all Texas VFW posts at U.S. Army TACOM to verify serial numbers of each item that has been issued. This is a very extensive list and goes back to before the VFW was founded. So if you have a cannon from the Spanish-American War, it's on the list. Weapons and equipment consist of, but is not limited to, rifles, pistols, mortars, artilleries, tanks, vehicles, aircraft, missiles, aircraft carriers, etc., from any time period. I know there are posts that have weapons they inherited from another post when they combined or when some other post closed or donated to another post when the post could not and no longer maintain the items. Please do not try to hide this, as all weapons and equipment not accounted for will be reported to the FBI and BATF as stolen military equipment. The items will just be properly transferred to your district post. One of their favorite things BATF does at gun shows, if somebody sells a body armor or a helmet, something that's even theirs, they just arrest you. They just hate America. You see, the United States previously reveled in the fact that in Europe, read Thomas Jefferson, all the founders, in Europe, the people didn't have, weren't even allowed to own swords, weren't allowed to own muskets, much less tanks and cannon. You know, tanks weren't invented until World War I, but you get my point. Now we have all this. It's pure Americana, pure liberty, liberta, that these weapons were served out when they were, quote, obsolete to the local militias that then the VFW grew out of. Homeland Security lists you as the number one terrorist. I mean, in fact, when I finish reading this document, and we show them the inventory form, search engine for folks out there in case they just now tuned in and are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv or never heard the show before, listening on the radio. Google for folks. Veterans listed as number one terror threat by Homeland Security. We'll show you the document, because I know a lot of you are new, and you're going to say it isn't real. Doesn't matter if it was in hundreds of newspapers, and we broke it. Okay. I am hopeful that I will not need to remind anyone of the severity of punishment that can be administered or the legal bills resulting from individuals or elected officers, if on post property, of the post having possession of stolen military weapons, which the government gave them. We have till January 31st, 2009, to report the U.S. Army TACOM. July. We have until July 31st, 2009, to report the U.S. Army TACOM. Please submit your inventory list as soon as possible so I can mark your post district off our list. And see, this is about the bureaucracy of list of veterans and veterans reporting on themselves. Should you have any questions, please do not hesitate to call me. Thanks for your help on this matter. Dan West, Sergeant, USMC retired, Assistant Adjunct, Department of Texas Veterans of Foreign Affairs. This is the New World Order. Show them the inventory list. Click on the other document. Here's the inventory list for everybody out there. So you can list that 150-year-old cannon that's spiked out front. And don't worry, the state of Texas is listing its cannons out front from the Texas Independence. Those things are like crosses to vampires. They hate our liberty teeth so much. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. So they give it to you, they push it, just like they tell the troops. Remember the 60-plus billion? It was 20 billion, then 40 billion, 60-plus billion in pallets of $100 bills. And they would give every private 10, 20, 30 grand a year. They'd give colonels millions, generals untold millions, stolen loot. But later they'd say, now you're part of the corruption. If you report on any of this, it was being done by the White House, you're going to be in trouble. Well, this is how they're going to corrupt the VFW. Oh, you don't know where that rifle came from. Well, just agree to report on other members of the VFW that don't like the president. I mean, they admit in the Department of Homeland Security documents that go out nationwide, they're spying on veterans, gun owners. We're the number one threat to their criminal activity. Let's go ahead and go to calls. I said I want to hear from people at VFW who've gotten this or who are veterans or VFW members. Okay? Roger in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead. Can we go to the caller? There. Yeah, go ahead, Roger.
Yeah, thanks for reporting on this. I do have to correct you on one thing. I was instrumental in getting the Marine Corps League started about 7 years ago, and we do military funerals. And we did apply and got M1 Garand rifles from the U.S. government, and they was very specific about it. And
sir, you're not listening to me. Sir, hold on. You didn't hear a word I said. Not a word I said. I said this has been in the last 15, 20 years they do this. The government gifted those Civil War cannons to...
Yes,
look, I'm going to tell you something. This is new. I know that. So you're not correcting me. Go ahead.
All I wanted to say was when they sent us the weapons, they did say they was loaned. They didn't say that they was given to us.
No, I know. I'm saying now they're telling you that. I understand.
Okay. All right. But I'm also a lifetime member of VFW in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, home of Rush, Hill Popper, Rush Limbaugh. I have just made a urgent call to my commander.
Stay there, sir. And I wasn't trying to be rude to you. I just want to be specific. I know they do this now. I'm saying that's the contract trick. And they have you sign contracts to then domesticate you and basically turn you into informants. You're just being pumped. You're being made into servants of the feds and InfraGuard. Stay there, sir. I want to talk to you, Roger. Thanks for calling. Stay with us.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population control breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Ron Paul is coming up in the next segment now. He's not going to be able to get on the floor, so stay with us for that. And I'm going to continue with Roger and Matt and Mark and everybody else who's holding. Roger, I wasn't jumping on you when you called in to correct me. The reason I jumped on you is I know I predicted last hour how this is going to go.
Yeah,
and it's going to be, well, you guys, hold on just a second. You guys signed all the documents, so now you're basically our slaves. But the point is, they're lying about all this previous stuff, and I've got to get the actual year. But I talked to a VFW head who won't come on air, and he said, yeah, they started having to sign forms the last 15, 20 years. He's got to pull some documents up. But the issue, and then I'm going to let you talk, and I appreciate you calling, is that they, out of the gates, are threatening the veterans who had this stuff pushed on them and given to them to go out and do services for our dead veterans. And you don't, it's bad enough to be registering them and making them, you know, getting ready to turn the stuff in. But what's even worse is the fact that out of the gates, they're bullying them and threatening them with the law when they do so many great services. But just go ahead.
You're very correct. By the way, I'm the one that called in last week and advised you not to get waterboarded, so I know what's going on. I just made an urgent call to my commander of my VFW and requested to speak at the next VFW meeting, and I would like to challenge all VFW members to do some research, get all this stuff together, and inform their other members. That's the only way that we're going to get this stopped. We all know what's going on, especially the people who listen to your program.
Now, you're a former Marine. You called from Vietnam and then a retired police officer. You heard me break down how this is treating them like they're criminals out of the gates to get them all scared. I bet $1 million next it's going to be, we want to get you to serve us now.
Correct. They've already tried that. That's why I was an officer in the Marine Corps League, and I was on the Honor Guard. When they sent the National Guard to Iraq, they're the ones that does military funerals in Missouri, and we filled in. I did 280 funerals in 1 year.
And so, you get treated like a piece of filth and threatened by the BATF.
Correct. And then I got ostracized from Marine Corps League and the VFW for speaking out 3 and 4 years ago about the same things that you talk about every day.
But I bet they're not laughing at you now.
No, they're not. And I'm getting ready to jump in big, and I'm going to get some things done. Might not help. But at least I'm going to try to get the fellow veterans, the ones, especially the VFW members, the ones that risked their life, to stand up one more time.
Well, it's a shame that we would be suckered, the American people, into wars that were questionable. And then when tyranny is here, this is the time. I mean, if people ever wanted a chance to fight for America by speaking out, at least, this is it. I mean, this is the real deal. This is D-Day. This is Red Dawn. This is happening, my friend.
A former Marine friend of mine 3 years ago had come home from Vietnam, never had been a problem, worked in one place all his life, and he finally had a nervous breakdown from PTSD after 40 years. And he couldn't work anymore. He got his 100% disability, and about 2 weeks after he got it, the VATF pulled up in front of his house and took every gun he had. And that just helped break him a little bit more.
And by the way, there's no law to do that. It's felonies under the 68 Gun Control Act. But they're now giving people a fake jurisdiction. That's like they force shots on you. And there's no law. They take your kids without a proper court order, and they come and take vets' guns every day. I see in the news when there's not a law for a psychological made-up issue.
Correct.
Oh, God. Well, I mean, look, it's coming to a head. They have decided to turn all the young cops and military and the gang members and the illegal aliens they're hiring for the military loose against the veterans. And they plan to have both sides kill each other and then bring in the I-4 after everything breaks down. And I'm telling you, folks, they're planning Reconstruction-style occupation in the United States.
Yes, they are. But what they don't understand is it's going to be really bloody and there might not be anything left if they do that.
Well, I mean, it's not talk, though. Americans are always like this. We put up and put up, but when the sleeping giant gets up...
That's right.
I mean, it's... I tell you, I'm not looking forward.
Some captured SS officers was questioned in World War II. By the way, my family goes all the way back to the Civil War serving this country. So we are all patriots. But they asked this SS officers what they was afraid of most in the United States military, and they said, a mad American. They said, if we had a big battle and we annihilated a unit, we didn't want to fight the next ones coming up because they was mad and they was ruthless. So the powers that be, and I'm sure they're listening to this show, they better take heed.
We have to know who the enemy is. It's Bernanke, it's the Rothschilds, it's the Rockefellers, it's Geithner. When we get this country back, they're all going to get a fair trial. And, folks, I'm risking my life doing this. They're watching me right now. We're going to take them on, and a lot of us are going to have to give our lives in this fight. But in the end, we are going to kick their butt. God bless you, sir. Good to hear from you. More vets coming up. Got to basically register their guns and turn them in to the feds. That's the new freedom. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive21.com now.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Way up north, to Alaska. Way up north, to Alaska. Go north, the rest is on.
Ron Paul's coming up. Calling us from the floor of the house. Your calls as well. Government demands inventory of all VFW weapons. Threatens, that should be the headline, threatens veterans with arrest if they don't report 100-year-old plus cannons that were given to them by the government. They're trying to lawyer trick now because the last 15, 20 years they've been having them sign forms to get the stuff they give to them and push on them. You know, they ask the veterans, oh, come do all these funerals, you know, for dying vets, do these ceremonies, and here, you know, we'll give you the M1s to shoot the blanks, and we'll give you the uniforms and things. And now they're saying, we're going to send the BATF after you if you don't keep a record of all that. And they've also announced, until Congress got upset, Obama said no more brass left over from the military for reloading could be sold to big companies. And they're introduced all these bills to totally end the Second Amendment as we know it. This is all happening. This is all real. And it's just going to incrementally continue. But even though it's incremental, the incrementalism is accelerating now. It is intensifying now. It is expanding now. And the question is, as a society, what are we going to do about this? We have private outside banks that are having their way with the people. And as soon as Ron Paul gets on with us, that's what we're going to discuss, is the bill that he's introduced that's now got over 200 sponsors. Bill to audit Federal Reserve now has 207 co-sponsors. New names being added every day, momentum building for Ron Paul and the American people, identifying the outside criminal organization, the private bankers that have engineered the collapse, that have taken over our society. This is the New World Order. We have their minutes. We have their documents. We have it all. We understand what they're doing and what they're setting up and what they are creating. Bill to audit Federal Reserve now has 207 co-sponsors. New names being added every day. Momentum building for the American people. Thanks to Ron Paul and all of your phone calls to Congress, all the letters to Congress. At a time of writing, a bill that would see the Federal Reserve Bank audited for the first time in 59 years has 207 co-sponsors in the House and is gaining traction with every single day. Now, we've seen numbers of 200 is what we confirm. Daily Paul saying 207. We can talk to the man himself, Congressman Ron Paul, the hardest working man in Congress, Dr. Ron Paul, hailing from Texas. I'm so honored to be a Texan with him. Congressman, how many sponsors does it really have?
Well, it's actually 209 right now.
Yeah, you heard it here first, 209.
So you have to almost check minute by minute, and they're coming in faster and easier now. And the percentage of the new people are Democrats because a lot of the Republicans are already on. So it is spreading. I think the people at the grassroots have done the job that they need to do. And when we feel really depressed about how slow Congress works, we do have a system that will respond if we wake up enough people, but that's the tough job. But they will respond when they hear from the people.
Congressman, how long have you worked to get this many sponsors? I mean, you've been introducing this bill for a decade, haven't you?
Yes, it's been probably ever since I've been in Congress. I don't know if I've ever skipped any, but there's never been any general support from the public, but because of the financial crisis and because of the presidential campaign and the interest in the Federal Reserve, all of a sudden it's come together. So this is by far the most interest that we've had, and quite frankly, I think it's the most interest anybody's ever had since the Federal Reserve has been established in 1913. Because, you know, even though the Fed contributed significantly, if they didn't cause the whole depression of the 30s, nobody was calling for, you know, auditing the Fed and abolishing the Fed today. Those are routine chants that we hear. And therefore, I think we're making great progress only because they've created such a chaotic mess that we're dealing with.
Well, we'll have to change the headline at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to 209 from Congressman Ron Paul. So you heard it here first. Sir, I don't want listeners to blink or viewers to blink because they may miss history. I don't think even our own movement realizes the gravity of the fact that it looks like this bill has a good chance of passing if you get another 10 or so sponsors. And the Federal Reserve has hired lobbyists to try to block this. Their arrogance, their veneer of invincibility, their cloak of invincibility is falling away. People see that they can be beat. They see that they are not above the law. It's viral videos with the former Fed chairman and current Fed chairman saying they're above the law and no one can look into them and no agency of government of the three branches can. That is asinine on its face for even an uneducated, uninformed public on our system of government. And so I just want to get your take on what is it like for you to know you're the leader of something that is so amazingly historical? Because even if they somehow beat this time, then the question is, how were we not able to audit you? And so you can see that the momentum has changed and the pendulum is really shifting. I sense destiny of the level of 1776 here, sir.
I think there's no doubt about it. They can't put the genie back in the bottle because the odds are still, you know, iffy about where this is going to go. I mean, the powers to be have a lot of tools that they can use. Conference committees, maybe they might block it in the Senate. They can do all sorts of things. So I remain cautiously optimistic because I know it has a long way to go, but the issue will not be quieted down. I mean, the issue is out there. And if, you know, in some ways, let's say we have all this attention in this bill and we get the majority. majority in the Congress to endorse it, and it never gets out and never goes anyway. It's proof positive that we really need to do it. That means the incentive will be that much greater to get a handle on all this. So I think we win either way because we've gotten the attention of such a large number of people. And it's not only the very, very hardcore constitutionalists, because the grassroots are talking to the very average Republican, the very average Democrat, the moderate, the liberal, the progressive, and they're all joining it. But the issue really here is reigning in government and transparency. We should not be fooled into believing that they have a strong belief in the monetary policies that we might want. I mean, they're not old gold standard people or anything else. What's driving this is that Congress has created a mess. The Federal Reserve has been doing a lot secretly, and the American people want to know what's happening because they've seen too many special interests bailed out, not only by Congress and the Treasury, but by the Federal Reserve as well, and they're demanding answers.
Congressman, in the 12 minutes or so we have left with you, I've got so many important questions concerning this. How do we explain to some of the public out there that this is all a process of liberty? Tyranny wasn't born overnight in this country, and liberty isn't going to take back over overnight. It's a constant battle between those two tidal forces, as you know. But if people said, oh, Ron Paul didn't win, so boo-hoo. I said, no, it built this giant movement. Now the biggest thing on campus isn't liberal or fake conservative. It's libertarian. It's freedom. It's constitutionalist. And now people are finally seeing that a year later, that it's building in strength, and that it's a process that even, as you just said, even if they defeat it this time, then people say, well, why can't we audit it? It's almost better if they do engage in chicanery and pull out the stops and beat it this time, because then everybody's going to want to know what they're hiding.
Yep, that's exactly right, and that'll just energize our group of young people, especially even more so. But I think it's an issue whose time has come, and it's not going to go away. I don't know if you saw Jim Grant's quote today on the business station, but he said that if we ever got that auditing bill passed, that it would be a declaration that the Federal Reserve is in a lot worse shape than any of the banks that went bankrupt. But that technically, you know, in conventional terms, the Federal Reserve does not have the assets. All they have are credits, and obviously that's what we would expect. But that goes to prove why they can't be the salvation of this country. I mean, just counterfeiting money and doing mischief and serving the interests of their friends, that can't work. I think it's going to come to an end whether we win this legislative victory or not, because their system is deeply flawed. Ultimately, I think the solution comes if we're well prepared to offer it up when the system totally collapses. The financial structure has come unglued, but the dollar still works to a degree. You know, people still are buying dollars and they don't know what to do with them. But when they get discouraged and they don't hold dollars anymore, and then they start buying up hard assets, they're starting to buy oil now more than they did a month or so ago, and they continue to buy gold, and you know, China continues to buy gold. I mean, there's a lot of things, but the end stages of a situation like this goes very, very rapidly. Once the sentiment changes, just like when the financial system collapsed, everybody rushed to dollars and interest rates went down to 1%, along with what the Fed was doing. But when a currency crisis hit, people went, holy man, let's get out of the dollar, and then you'll see the fireworks. Then we have to be prepared to say, don't just give us a U.N. central bank. I mean, the international planners they know what we know, and they're making their plans. They know their days are numbered. But the contest is between totalitarianism and liberty, and whoever wants the totalitarian approach has to have government-monopolized money, and that's what we have to stop.
In your gut, and we all know what the gut is, it's thousands of pieces of data integrated in, and the mind comes up with a prime projection. In your gut, Congressman, do you agree with me that in the last 2 months we were about to get the tidal shift or the flip to our side, but I can almost spiritually feel it at a DNA level that the shift has happened?
Toward our way?
Yes.
Well, when I'm out of Washington, I have two perspectives. You know, when I go to a college campus, and you represent and talk to people outside of Washington, and there should be reason why you're seeing signs of optimism. But I come up here every single day. Right now, we're dealing with the State Department authorization bill, and it's atrocious. You know, it's $18 billion and more mischief and more militarism. And the Republicans this time are going to oppose it, but it's just a partisan thing. But it'll go sailing right through.
So you're saying there's two different worlds.
Yeah.
And more it's getting separated, and that gulf is widening.
Right. And like this week, and I just got off the floor, I gave my all of 2 minutes, and I said, you know, our president has asked us to go with PAYGO, pay the bills as you go along. Of course, for the liberal, that means raise taxes. Well, how can they raise taxes? That there's no businesses out there that can pay. But they're not going to pay for this. They're incapable. And if they paid for it by cutting it and they want to spend all this money overseas, they'd have to cut a domestic program, which they're not going to do. So the president's outside on the TV, and people say, well, that does sound good. And this president's not a radical spender. He wants to cut down, and he wants to rein this in, and he wants PAYGO. And he says, in 2 years from now, we're going to, you know, cut way back. We'll deal with the problems later on. And you know, I think, though, our crowd is probably like young people around the world. Think of those young people in China when Geithner goes over there and says, oh, yeah, we're going to get things under control, and we're going to rein back our spending. And those students just laughed at them. Well, I imagine there's a lot of students around the country and a lot of other people now who just laugh at us up here in Washington. But people here in Washington are still in charge, and we haven't converted them, and we're just seeing signs of it, that it's possible when we can get 209 people to support an auditing bill. So we just have to do our best and see what happens, see if the calamity hits us before we can make some calm, deliberate decisions and make some changes. But my guess is that we'll have the crisis before we can do that.
Absolutely. Things are certainly deepening. When do you see the next big plunge downward deeper into this globally engineered depression?
Well, I think it's really going down now, but the government statistics sort of are giving people a false sense of security, so I think we're still slipping. But there will be more announcements and more bankruptcies and probably more commercial property problems and more states going bankrupt and more unemployment. Then finally, the euphoria on Wall Street of the last 4 months is dissipating, and that'll feed into a lot of disappointments. But, you know, even though Wall Street has done a little bit better by these prices going up a little bit, I don't think the average guy out there that's lost his job has started to feel any better yet. And I was impressed the other day that some of the news media have reported that the real rate of unemployment isn't 9%. It's like 18%, you know, when you add up all the people who don't look for jobs anymore or who work a couple hours a week. So it's a very serious problem. And,
exactly. The mainstream media is now having to admit more and more that the government is lying and spinning because they want to keep some credibility. Sir, I want to specifically ask you in the time we have left, how do we help you get this bill passed? How do we help you get H.R. 1207 that has 209 sponsors now? As of June 10th, 2009, on this Wednesday edition, what can we do to get this passed? What can we do? Because going back to you at McKinney Ruffs when you gave a speech after I did 5 years ago, it's in my film Matrix of Evil, you talked about how the key was when the global crisis came in, the establishment would try to use the crisis to bring in their bank of the world, their world currency, because you were reading the same globalist documents I was.
Yeah.
And then now it's all over the news, and they're posing as the saviors, and the public is going, wait a minute, you're the guys that did this, so they are looking to you and others. So there's this vacuum that's about to happen, and I mean, just speaking to the fact that, as you always said, when this happened, we had to put in the maximum effort. So we want to put in the maximum effort. You're the general. You're the George Washington, sir. What do we do?
I think we just do more of what we're doing now and building our numbers. I mean, you have a large number of people that listen to you, and you continue to do the things that you're best at. Now, following up from our campaign, we started the Campaign for Liberty, and that website helps bring people together, and our numbers continue to grow. But right now, in a more specific way, they need to go to Campaign for Liberty, get the names of those who've signed on, and find out meetup group is and list these people on the internet.
And go to their office. Go. I mean, you could go shake their hand, couldn't you?
Yeah, that's it. And when the members come and talk to me, they say, they'll come up and they'll be very nice, and they're just trying to do their job. They say, what is this bill that the grassroots are all riled up about, 1,200 and something? And I said, well, it has to do with transparency of the feds so we know what they're doing. Oh, I'm for that. Then they sign on. But they came to me not because they wanted to be on a Ron Paul bill, but because the grassroots were telling them. Actually, politically, I have to take a little credit. It is a little more popular being on a Ron Paul bill now than it used to be.
Oh, yeah, you're out there setting bushfires in the minds of men and women everywhere. You've been introducing this. What, I mean, I remember 10, 12 years ago, you'd get like 5, 6 sponsors for this.
No, it's changing now. And it's politics. I mean, especially marginal Democrats and marginal Republicans, when they need this 10 or 15% of the vote. If there's a Democrat in a Republican seat, boy, they really want to pay attention to what
okay.
they're doing.
And Congressman, in closing, I want to ask you two quick questions. Number one, there's a domino effect, isn't there, from what you've been doing? Because as you move to audit the Fed, other agencies and groups and governments start thinking, here's AP today, Congress subpoenas the Fed about where all the billions of dollars the Bank of America went because they won't tell Senator Sanders and Congressman Paul and others, you know, yourself. So again, here's this idea of holding these guys accountable is starting to happen, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it'll be contagious, and that is very good. And I think that fortunately we can get all political groups together on transparency, and then we can argue out what we want to do. And matter of fact, Barney Frank has been helpful to me on this, but he wanted to make sure I knew he didn't agree with me on the ultimate monetary policy. But that's okay. If they believe in transparency, then open debate. But I so strongly feel that if we get transparency of the Fed and the people know what they've done, I think their days are numbered.
Well, it's been said that an audit of the Fed will abolish the Fed, because as soon as all the admitted criminality we can see them doing openly, I mean, what do you expect to find if we do get the audit, or how will they fight that?
I think there'll be some surprises, but I'd be most interested in what they've done with the international organization, which countries they've bailed out and which central banks that they helped, what they have done with gold and whether or not they've loaned out and sold gold and how they manipulate markets. I would imagine they even manipulate stock markets for that matter. And how they do it would be the thing. I think it would be a big audit. You know, I think once they get in there to trace that thing through, it may be a big complex matter because it's international as well. So I see my time is running out, and I have to say goodbye.
Congressman, thank you. In closing, you'll hear about in the news in the next few days, we broke it. Just like the DHS documents, demonizing yourself and others, the government is demanding an inventory of even 100-year-old cannons at all VFW posts and threatening to have BATF raids if the veterans of foreign wars doesn't basically become their little snitches. So I hope you'll look into this, Congressman, on top of everything else you're doing. Thank you so much for spending.
Okay, very good. Thank you
so much, Congressman. Take care. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. On to the next matter. A very busy man. Congressman Ron Paul. And we skipped that break because he got on with us a little bit late, running off of the floor to join us. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I know some stations probably went to break then, even though it's not a local station break. It is a network break that we skip. We only skip network breaks occasionally when we have somebody like Charlie Sheen or Jesse Ventura or Ron Paul or somebody of that, Willie Nelson, on the show, and I've got limited time with them. So there went Congressman Ron Paul, and I got that info out to him, just like I called their office. Well, we're going to join some stations now. Here we go. Well, I just had Congressman Ron Paul on with us for some stations that may have gone to break. That was a network break, but I know some stations still take breaks they're not supposed to. But regardless, we just had him on during that last little segment with us as well, talking about a host of issues. Very, very exciting interview with him. And when we broke the MIAC report, we broke the DHS report, listeners would call Ron Paul's office saying, hey, you've been listed as a terrorist. And Ron Paul didn't say this, but his office said that can't be true. And then later they said, oh, my God, it is. So I wanted to let Ron Paul know personally, I know he's going to hear about this from me, that it's from us and it's true. VFW is BATF is threatening to raid them and confiscate even World War One, Spanish American War, and also they were given Civil War cannons. They're saying you have to register all those with us or we're going to SWAT team you with the BATF. And that is a fact, and we have broken it, and I have confirmed it, and it is absolutely massive news. Okay, I have just done an interview with Ron Paul. I want to get back to your calls on this VFW situation, get into the economy and a host of other issues, but I also want listeners to know that the money bomb's coming up tomorrow, and we're getting a huge response already. People are really excited. Thousands of people have signed up and pledged to give. This is your chance to be part of history. Think of everything we're doing. Think of everything we're going through. Think of everything we're trying to build here. You know, I make these high-quality, expensive films, and then I release them for free on Google and YouTube. Now, they're in higher quality at PrisonPlanet.tv, and PrisonPlanet.tv members and their memberships make that possible. And they also get the live TV show and all the other films and books and things, being PrisonPlanet.tv members. But we need to raise more capital to hire a couple more video editors, another webmaster or two, some more personnel, some people to moderate the comments so the death threats aren't on there, so the FBI doesn't come subpoena me, as Wired magazine's reporting on yesterday and AP as well. So we need funds here. I mean, think, this is a little operation. There are about 14 people in this office, and the Watson brothers, and Kurt Nemo in New Mexico, and a few other people, a few contract IT guys. I mean, that's it. And I need more personnel to go to the next level. And there's nothing bang for the buck like this radio show. You know, when you buy books, buy videos, support our sponsors, that funds us. When you donate on the second annual 2009 Money Bomb at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com tomorrow, starting in the morning, it's going to start up and run till Friday when the show starts. You know, we've got on there that $20,000 have come in. It's more like $60,000. I need to go ahead and we have to manually enter the money. But about $60,000 has come in so far. I want to go well above $250,000. Sounds like a lot. It's not. When you're talking to trying to do TV and finish our TV studio, look at all we've done. I mean, in a year, found the office, moved in, built the studios. It was a gutted warehouse in here. Had to haggle companies, you know, to build it and try to get a good deal. Found the cheapest area in Austin. We're actually kind of out on the edge of Austin. I'm proud of my crew and what they did and the people that built this studio, everybody. So we found a place, moved into it, launched it, made the Obama Deception and other films while we were doing it on top of the radio show and everything. And it's so hard to go from 10 people in your office to a bigger office in 14 or 15. And then we want to go to the next level of 20, 25, 30 people. It gets easier once you have the foundation. And we're now at that launch pad. We built the rocket. It's loaded. It's fueled. It's got the gantry on it. As they say, you ain't seen nothing yet. And, you know, all the big interviews we have, all the activist groups we have on, all the legislation we battle that's bad, all the good legislation we push, this is really a fulcrum or one of the main centers. I would say the anti-New World Order movement is a bipolar or double polar dose polar system with the Ron Paul and then the Alex Jones. And that's been recognized by many even mainstream writers. There's that, you know, those tidal systems. And Ron Paul is really the gateway into the deeper information we cover. And we are a gateway to people from the more extreme liberty into the Ron Paul revolution. It is a great symbiotic relationship. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.